Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, about to begin the second Mishnah of this third Perek, and in apposition to the first Mishnah, the Elu Trefot, which we really took the Mishnah part section by section along the way. Here we'll study the entire Mishnah together and analyze it over the course of this and the next podcast only. And in apposition to the first Mishnah, which lists the Trefot, this is Ve'eluk Sherot Ba'behema. And it parallels, in some sense, symmetrically, the first Mishnah, Nikva HaGargeret. So, as opposed to a severed windpipe, if the windpipe was punctured, Oshinistaka, or slit, Ad Kama Techsar, how much can it be missing and still be okay? Roshim Gamliel Mer Ad Ki Isar HaItalki, which is a particular coin that was common in Eretz Yisrael. Nifchata gugolet. Let's say that the skull was smashed. Velonikav kum shamoach, but the membrane around the brain was not pierced. It's kasher. Nikav halev. If the heart was pierced, velovet chalo, but not in the atrium, it's okay. Nishbarah ashdera, hashidra, velonifsak achutshala. If the backbone was broken, but the spinal cord was not severed, it's also not a trefat. Nitlaha kaved v'nishtayar mena kazait. We saw this dealt with several times in the large analysis of the first Mishnah. If the liver was removed and all that was left was a kazait, it's still valid. Hamasei suveta kosot, which are the reticulum and the absalom, which are two of the stomachs number 3 and 2, really out of order, of the digestive system. If they are punctured one into the other, not to the outside, but so that stuff that was in one would go into the other, it's still valid. If the spleen was removed, or the kidneys were removed, if the lower jaw was removed, if the womb was removed, we dealt with this in the first Mishnah, actually as one of the addenda to the Mishnah, which is Charuta, that was the Resh of Basgar at the beginning of the Perek, which is a petrified lung. But here, if it was petrified due to some sclerosis or something else that was heaven-sent, meaning due to a virus or something, then it's a valid Hagluda. What do we do with the flayed animal? This we saw at the beginning of the Perek. Rameir Machshir Chachamim Poslin. That's a machloket. We'll get to the last few of them in the next podcast. In the meantime, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Trefot Davka. We have two Mishnayot which stand against each other. One is Elu Trefot and Elu Ksherot. Which one is to be read narrowly as saying this is the exhaustive list of Trefot, everything else is Kasher, or vice versa? Our Mishnah is the exhaustive list of Ksherot. Anything where that's missing or punctured, it's not on this list, is a Trefot. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Elu Trefot Dafka. Which one do we read with what we call strict construction or narrow reading? That's the first Mishnah. Shimon Lakish Amar, Elu Ksherot Dafka, that our Mishnah is to be read narrowly. Now, B'maikami Palgi, what is their focus of the disagreement? Now, the question, parenthetically, about B'maikami Palgi can be read two different ways. Normally, it's read, what is the foundation of their disagreement? Here, it's read a little differently, is, what's the implication of their disagreement? Meaning, where does it touch into a practical issue? The answer is B'durav Matna, the Amar of Matna. He mentioned this as one of the Shmaita that we heard earlier. Haibuka da'atma da'shaf midurte. If the femur is dislodged from its socket, it's a trefa. And so here's how it plays out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Trefot Davka. The first Mishnah, Elu Trefot, means only those Trefot. Tana Trefot v'tana Zehaklal. And at the end of the Mishnah, we have the addendum Zehaklal, the rule which implies that there are more things. V'chazir Rav Matna da'atib Zehaklal. And it seems that Rav Matna's rule would follow under Zehaklal as an expansion of the Mishnah. My taima, the damya linatule. It's like something that is missing. So Tana Elu Trefot. Therefore, the Tana says Elu Trefot. Hanihu de Trefa. Meaning, only these things are trefot, had Rav Matna kshera, and anything else like Rav Matna, that would be kasher. So our list is all inclusive. And the Zehaklal is there to include the Shev Shmaita or the Basgar. Shimon Lakish Amar Elu Ksherot Davka. Our Mishnah is the one that is narrow. Tana trefot v'tana Zehaklal goes back to the first Mishnah. V'chazad Rav Matna delo atyub Zehaklal. Rav Matna's statement really would not be included under Zehaklal my time. Lav the nikuve damya, it's not like something punctured. V'lo l'fsuke damya, it's not like something severed. V'tule nami lo damya, it's not really like something that's removed because the entire thing is missing. So Tana, Eluk Sherot, therefore our Mishnah says Eluk Sherot, meaning Hanihud Ksherot, only these are Ksherot. Had Rav Matna trefa, that other one is trefa. Okay, Gufa Marmatna Bhai Buka the Admin Shaf Midukta. Let's look at the halacha itself. Trefa. Rava Mar Kshira. Rava disagrees and says it's Kshira. The Ifsik Nineveh, but if the ligament that holds it together is severed, then it's a trefa. The Hilchata, we go even more leniently. Ifsik Namik Kshira. Even if the ligament is severed, it's Kshira. Adimit Aklai Takuli, unless it's fully decayed, in which case it is a trefa. Okay, the Mishnah said Ad Kama Techsar. We talked about the gargaret, the windpipe, and we said that as long as until ki isar ha'italki, it is okay. So Amar Ziri Atun Delov Mitach Milachon Shiura Ziri, who came back to Bavel at certain points in his career, said to the Chachmei Bavel, "You guys are not familiar with the shiur because they didn't have any isar ha'italki there. Shiure bedinar akur dinah. The shiur is like a gordoni or a Gordonian coin, which may be a dinar named after one of several Roman emperors, or it may actually be a Kurdi coin. V'chazi kipshita zutrati. It looks like one of the little coins. V'shtak chabed b'beni pshita pumbadita. And you can find it among the simple coins in Pumbadita. Okay, so now we revert back to Eretz Yisrael. Amr v'chanana ptura. Ptura means he was a table man, literally, but what it means is he was a money changer. Ila minoi have kai barnapacha. Barnapacha, which is Rabbi Yochanan, was standing over me. Uba amini dinara kur dinar l'shari beit trefta. He wanted one of these coins in order to be able to measure a gargaret that had been hurt in some way to see if it was a trefa. Now, notice how things have come full circle. We started in Eretz Yisrael with an Isari Talki. We moved to Bavel and say, you don't know what an Isari Talki is. Here's a parallel coin to have. And by the time we come to Rabbi Yochanan's period, 200 years, less than that, after Meshum Gamliel, perhaps 150 years after Meshum Gamliel, then perhaps even 100 years, suddenly they're not familiar with Yisrael Talki, they're working on the Dinara Kordina, and Rabbi Yochanan's looking for one. In any case, Uboy Lameka Mikamei Velo Shavkani, and parenthetically, this money changer says, I wanted to stand up in honor of Rabbi Yochanan, he wouldn't allow me. Amar Le Shev B'ni Shev, you sit, Ein Balei Uniyot Rishayin Lamod B'nei Tamini Chachamim, Shar Shasu Kin Memlachtam. When you're involved in your work, an artisan or a worker, you do not stand up out of respect for Tamini Chacham, you keep working. Velo, really? Vatanan, the famous Mishnah in the third parak of Bikurim that describes the arrival of the Mevi'ei Bikurim, all the workers in Yerushalayim stand up to greet and stop their work to greet the people who bring Bikurim. Shalim Bishlamam, and they ask how they're doing. People of Afula, wherever you're coming from, Boachem L'Shalom. So Amar Biyochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan's comment on that? The Balei Umniyot only stand to greet the Mevi'ei Bikurim. But not Tamini Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef Ravin. So now, what's his comment on that? Bo rei kama chava mitzvah b'shata. Look how beautiful it is to do a mitzvah in the right time. Shemnehem omdim neitamin chachamim en omdin. Look at this. The people of Bim Bikurim are like more important, as it were, than tamin chachamim. And the answer is not necessarily. My dilma kadesh lo tenim tzam mechshilam nati lavo. Maybe we want to stand up, so maybe they make sure to have a nice greeting and they feel very warmly welcome to Yerushalayim, so that they'll come back next time and won't say, "What do I need the trudge here?" and people are ignoring me. So it may not be that they're really so spectacular, but we want to make sure to encourage them to come back. Okay, back to our sugya. I'm Rav Nachman Kisela, and this is making a general statement. Whenever Chachamim used a sela, coin, as a measurement, kiater mi kisela. What it means is, it has to be a little bit more than that. Ki isar means kiater mi kisar. It has to be more than isar in our case. Alma kisela Rav Nachman, so what does Rav Nachman understand? Ad velo ad bichlal. What does ad mean? Ad means not inclusive of the measure you're using, but up until that measure. So if you say ad ki isar, it means a little less than an isar. Eitav Rav Rav Nachman, so watch this challenge, this whole series of challenges that Rav Nachman's student, Rava, brings to him. We have the Mishnah in Kelim that talks about a bed, and there's a rope, that their beds were made like kind of like hammocks, with a crisscross of ropes underneath the mattress, and if there's a rope sticking out, if it's very short and it has no particular purpose, then it's not mekabel tuma and different sizes. So now, chebal yotzei min hamita ad chamisha tefachim tahor, till it's 5 tefachim long and has no purpose, it's not mekabel tuma. So my love chamisha kilamata, doesn't that tell you that 5 tefachim is like under 5 tefachim, which means ad is va'ad bichlal, meaning ad chamisha means up to and including 5. Lo chamisha kilamala, no, it means up until 4.99, 5 is already like more. Toshma mi chamishav yara sarat tamei. If it's 5 until 10 tfachim, it's mekabel tuma. So ma'ala vasara kilumata, doesn't that mean that 10 is like 9.99, which means ad means inclusive? Lo, asara kilumala. Once you hit 10, you're already in the next group. Toshma, and now we go to the beginning of kelim. Hadakin should be klei cheres. Let's say you have a small piece of pulpy pottery that's shattered, and you have a shard, and how big is the shard need to be useful to therefore still be mekabel tuma? Hein v'kar kurotan v'dofnotam yoshvin shalom usumachin. If they can sit without being held up, shiran b'chdei sichat katan. There has to be enough in there to put oil to put on a little finger. The ad log, that's the point, all the way up until a log. Meaning, if it's bigger than a log, then it's going to be a different shear. My love log kilamata, again, isn't log like the lower shear. Log kilamala, I mean, ad means ad velo ad bichlal. Toshma velog ad seyab revi'it. If it's from a log size up until a seyab, then it has to have enough to hold a revi'it if it's shattered. And if you have a big pot and it's shattered into small pieces, those pieces are not called a kli anymore. So my love seyab kilamata, log seyab kilamala, same answer. Toshma me seyab yad satayim. Bachatzilog, my love satayim kilamata, lo satayim kilamala. All right, so we'd use the same formula, but here's where we run into a problem. Vahatan, you have this bright that says log kilamata, se'ah kilamata. So if it's exactly a log, it's like less. If it's exactly a se'ah, it's like less. Satayim kilamata, which means that in every one of these cases, we have just refuted Rav Nachman's answer by saying that the halacha explicitly says that the end measure is like the lower group and not part of the next group. So the answer is Hatam Lachumra. In that case, we're going Lachumra because every time we're saying that it doesn't need to be able to carry more in order to become Mekabel Tuma. And therefore, it's a stringency. Every time you have Shirei Chachamim and you're not sure if this is exactly on a shir or less, you always go stringently except for the din of Ktamim, which we're going to get to in Masachet Nidah, stains, whether or not that renders the woman a Nidah or not. The size is kigris, the size of a bean. So there we go, lakula, if we're not sure what the shear is. Dekanami, diktani, ala dehahi. And we have proof, we goes back to the rope. Chamisha kilamala. So if you have something that's 5 tfachim exactly, it's like more than 5, which is lachumra, because of imakabal tuma. Asara kilamata, if it's 10 exactly, then it's like less than 10, and Mekabel Tuma, because more than 10 is already not Mekabel Tuma. Okay, Nital HaTchol, the next item in the Mishnah, later on in the Mishnah, said if the spleen was gone. Ravir Mishmei Derava. I'm going to keep this in mind for the next podcast. Loshanu Ela Nital, that's only true if it was fully removed. Aval Nikav was punctured. Trefa. We had the same thing with the kaveh also. Now, Meiti Rabbi Yossi Ravin Vitem Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida Chotech Me'ubar Shemeyaha. Let's say that you reach into an animal and you cut off a piece of its embryo that's got in there. Mutar b'achila, that's not a violation of Eiver Min HaChai. However, Min HaTchol, Min HaKlayot, if you take from the spleen or from the kidneys, Asur b'achila, you can't eat those, that's Eiver Min HaChai. What's the implication? Habimaguf Asharios, if you cut out a piece of the spleen, the animal's still mutar once you kill it, which means that even if the spleen is partially taken out or punctured, it's still not a trefa. The answer is Huadin da filu beima nami aser. Now, in truth, that animal would also be aser. Aitana reisha mutar b'achila, aitana nami seif asur b'achila. So, since the reisha taught that you may eat the ubar, the embryo, therefore taught in symmetry that you may not eat the tchol. The truth is, the whole animal is a trefa. Or possibly, we could answer that we will distinguish between a punctured spleen and a cut out spleen. Perhaps when it's cut out carefully and deliberately, doesn't make it a trefa, but when it's punctured, it does. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast where we will finish our analysis of Mishnah Bet. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.